CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me. It's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello, again.
And the movies this week, you said you had a chance to see one?
Yes, I did. Despite the really lovely weather that we had, I did. It was kind of yesterday when things were
kind of rainy.
A little less lovely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I said, okay, this is a great day to head downtown and go to the movies. And in fact, there were there's a couple of movies playing that were of interest. Mm-hmm. And the one that I saw, well, actually, before I talk about the one that I saw, I'll mention the one that I didn't see. And I didn't see it because it's called Late Night. And
okay.
It's the one I've talked about here. And it had been at the Maison de Cinema for what seemed to me like, maybe 2 weeks tops. Mm-hmm. And it had already become French-only version that was showing.
Okay.
And now, well, within a day or two, it's gone.
Oh,
so I said, okay. What? Oh. That's one I really wanted to see. Mm-hmm. along with a friend who also wanted to see it. But anyway, it didn't happen. So I thought, well, that's unfortunate. And maybe I'll have to put that on my list of things to discuss with the manager.
Okay.
However, the movie that I did see was Toy Story 4.
Okay.
And I am a big fan of feature-length cartoons, having just seen The Secret Life of Pets 2 the week before, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Mm-hmm. You know, laughed and chuckled and giggled and smiled. Toy Story 4, in my opinion, is a notch above The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, okay.
Because it's it's the Disney machine, and the Pixar end of Disney, and they do amazing work almost all. There has actually only been one Pixar movie which I didn't like. Mm-hmm. But that's one among, I don't know how many they've had out now, at least 12, 15 or so. So they're really, they're mostly batting like pretty close to 1,000 in my book. And this movie, according to Rotten Tomatoes, was just, just doing gangbusters. The audiences love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the critics love it.
Oh, great.
And I can see why. The critics love it, for example, is because I guess I'm unlike The Secret Life of Pets, which is quite fun, but not super duper original. This one had many original moments. The story was very, quite interesting. The toy story, of course, is about toys. And even from the very first one, I think the idea was that, toys and their owners, their kids, the bond between them. And then Toy Story 2 and 3 also kind of explored that. And this one goes a bit further. The lead character is Woody. Woody
okay.
the cowboy. Mm-hmm. And Woody belongs to, he had belonged to Andy, who eventually, this was back in Toy Story, I think 1 and 2, went off to college, and he ended up with Bonnie, which was fine. And in this one, Woody, who's essentially, he's still with the same old gang of Toy Story characters, including, of course, Buzz Lightyear. And it was fun, but it kind of got a little. There seemed to be like a message there.
Okay.
Like, okay, you don't have to necessarily. It's kind of like at some point you have to accept that this relationship is over. Your kid has grown, and here poor Woody, who has gone through Andy, and now he's discovered that he's gone through Bonnie as well. Who's in kindergarten. And Bonnie has actually crafted her very own toy from in her first day at kindergarten, which mm-hmm. secretly Woody helped. Woody slipped mm-hmm. into her backpack and helped. But that's another story. So Bonnie makes her own toy out of a plastic spork, which is, you probably already know, it's a combination spoon and fork. Mm-hmm. And she calls her little character mm-hmm. Forky.
Okay.
So Woody, although, you know, he's not totally upset about Bonnie finding, you know, being more attracted to her mm-hmm. new little toy. Mm-hmm. And Woody goes out of his way to protect Forky, mm-hmm. which is hard to do because Forky has an innate need to go back to the garbage from whence he came. You know, the way you do with your spork, mm-hmm. we're not supposed to, but pitches it away. So Forky is used to being in a garbage bin.
Okay.
And basically says, well, I'm trash. And we said, no, you're not. You're a toy. You're Bonnie's toy. No, I'm trash. Anyway, there's some funny moments having to do with convincing Forky that he is a toy and that he has value, and he especially has value to Bonnie and so on. Anyway, the story kind of moves on. I'm not going to relate the whole story because there's no point, but it is one of those movies that you really want to see, ideally with your kids, but even if you don't have kids, can you say, I like those Pixar movies, just, you know, go ahead and see it, because you'll be blown away by the animation, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And the story has several messages, and the characters and the situations are hilarious. They are so funny. And one character who is new in this fourth episode of Toy Story mm-hmm. is Canadian.
Oh, okay.
His name is, well, I believe his first name is Guy, but his last name is Kaboom. And he is a daredevil motorcycle stunt rider.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, I won't go into great detail because it's really worth seeing for yourself. Mm-hmm. And the voice of this Canadian Kaboom character is Keanu Reeves, of all people, who is Canadian, mm-hmm. as we probably all know, but you would not expect him to be doing this kind of thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah, anyway, he's wonderful. So, to make my review, I won't lengthen it. It's just, it is certainly a movie that I would recommend. Both thumbs up. And the people I was with, at least two of whom had actually never seen a Toy Story movie before.
Okay, and they liked it.
The first thing they said when they saw the credits was, there have been four of these? So yes, it's the fourth one, and they're all wonderful. And they enjoyed it. They enjoyed it, too.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think they thought it was the best thing they'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I doubt that they would speak in such glowing terms as I did. But they enjoyed it, and they got something out of it. And there's just, as I say, there's a number of, for lack of a better word, messages mm-hmm. in the movie, which you're going to look at them and you might get a little teary towards the end, but there's so much fun stuff going on that it's kind of worth waiting. And of course, after the movie has ended, mm-hmm. there's a few credits, and then there's a few more scenes. Mm-hmm. And then there's more credits, and then there's a few more scenes. So you end up, even though it's not terribly long, it's probably an hour and a half, mm-hmm. but you may want to stick around for a bit longer just to watch the credits.
Okay.
Anyway, that's good. My recommendation certainly for this week is Toy Story 4. Mm. And I have a feeling it will be there for quite a long time.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's holiday time. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. it's the kids. I would hope, though, that the adults, too, don't just send your kid to the mm-hmm. movies. You know, go with them. Mm-hmm. you'll get something out of it. Other movies playing locally in English. Yeah, we have, Aladdin, still there.
Okay.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. A lots of stuff happening on the screen. Oh, you know what? It's fine. Suddenly there's not a whole lot. The Men in Black International film is there in English.
Okay.
There's a number of movies that had been there in English and now not, which is something I'll address in a moment. So we have Men in Black. We have Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
Again, likely to be there for a while still. And The Dead Don't Die.
Okay.
Kind of a zombie spoof movie, I think, is still there. But this is the last week, meaning it looks as if... this is disappointing. It looks as if The Secret Life of Pets 2, which I saw in English, is not there in English anymore.
Oh, okay. Didn't stay long.
It didn't stay anywhere near as long as I thought it might.
I thought it would, yeah.
Yeah. But good news. Toy Story has only just recently opened. It's there in both languages, French and English. And in English, there's 5 different movie, you know, viewing times to choose from. And new movies which are soon to be upcoming movies coming to the Maison de Cinema. On June 28th, there is a movie opening called Yesterday, which is a kind of a fantasy film about a young man who loves the Beatles, and something happens. I don't know if he gets a concussion or something happens, and he wakes up in a world where the Beatles don't exist. Oh. There were never Beatles. And he's, I don't know, playing a Beatles tune, and people, oh my goodness, that's what is that? We love that. Next thing you know, he's a sensation because he's doing Beatles songs.
Okay.
And no one recognizes them as Beatles songs. So that looks like fun. Well, there's a few movies that are starting afterwards on July 5th and so. And there's another one called Annabelle Comes Home starting, in fact, it may already be there now. And that is, I believe, a horror film.
Oh, okay.
It is a horror film. And according to this, it is only in French. So, not a problem for me, because I probably wouldn't see it in any event. But it might be a problem for people who... quite like horror films, and here's one in English, except the only film that they actually have at the Maison de Cinema is in French. So, not such great news there. And the movie that I had really, really hoped would still be playing was Late Night.
Okay.
And it just, it kind of... in no time at all, seems to me, moved to French only, and it will be gone within a day or so.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to be awfully fast to go see what you want to see at the Maison de Cinema. You asked, I think, before we went on the air, about if I'd had a chance to speak to the manager about the problems that I found with the website, in particular... not the website on a full-size computer, but the one that appears on the app that appears on my phone. Because I had said, I don't know what's going on here, but if I look on the website on the computer, there's, you know, could be as many as a dozen movies showing at any given moment. And on the app, there's like 7. That's not right. So... yeah. I took the opportunity to bug. I found out who the manager was. He's a very nice young man. And I said, here's an issue that I'm having. And I showed him on my cell phone. I said, I get an abbreviated version of your website. And he showed me on his cell phone that, in fact, he gets essentially everything.
Okay.
And then the more I looked at it, the more I realized that in the address, it's lamaisonducinema.com, but then on my cell phone, because I have a shortcut, and the shortcut takes me to lamaisonducinema.com/en.
Okay.
So we're speculating that the manager and I, he's not responsible for the website, it's somebody else. I said, I don't understand this. And I don't understand why, I don't care if the site is in English, but why would they only list English movies? Why can't they put all of the movies mm-hmm. on this? Anyway, and he said he was going to check into that, which he did. And mm-hmm. I also took the opportunity to complain about that movie that I've been telling everybody you should go see this movie, called The Biggest Little Farm. Mm-hmm. But A, it's not on the app. Mm-hmm. And B, even when you find it on the full-sized version, at first glance, mm-hmm. which is what people do, you know, they mm-hmm. sort of say, oh, okay, and here's this movie, and it appears to be only playing in French.
Okay.
It just says French, where the little language mm-hmm. code is. And I said, but it's not French. It's an English language movie with French subtitles. And I've seen other movies offered here where it's clear mm-hmm. from that initial screen, yes, this is an English language movie avec ST, mm-hmm. Français. So he said, okay, I'll check into that. And in fact, he did, and discovered that basically it was an oversight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know.
We had a very nice chat, but meanwhile, people went on to the movies with were waiting outside and calling me and saying, where are you? So I said, well, I have to go now, but thank you for everything. And I really appreciate your time. But I think I may have to have another chat with mm-hmm. this very pleasant young man about the movies that come and go in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And by go, I mean are suddenly not available mm-hmm. in English when they had been available in English. So that's that is food for another conversation. But the lovely part was that he was very receptive.
That's good to know. Yeah.
And we had a nice but very short mm-hmm. chat. So now I know what he looks like and where mm-hmm. his office is. So who knows how many times I can go and harass him about things. And I did mention, you know, what I do. I said I do mm-hmm. a weekly radio show about movies mm-hmm. on CJMQ. And I said, and I try to send a lot of people your way. And he said, thank you. And he looked genuinely pleased. So I said, you're welcome. So I think he's, unless he's a very good actor, he did seem to be quite receptive to the suggestions and to my questions. So
good,
so good news there. And I mm-hmm. unfortunately, it was just not the best timing mm-hmm. because people were waiting for me. But another time, bend his ear further. So that's it for me for now. You know, a number of movies coming in English. It is summer after all. Your best bet is go onto the website. Go onto the real website. Mm-hmm. Because there's a few other versions of it, which again, they tell you what movies are playing and the times, but they don't tell you what language they're playing in. Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the real deal website, mm-hmm. lamaisondecinema.com to find out, everything really that there is to know about the movies that are playing, the movies that are coming, times and so on. Mm-hmm. So again, $7 well spent.
Okay, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so have a good week, and I'm sure there will be some rainy days to come, or if you're someone who enjoys going to the movies at night, if you can stay awake, then it doesn't really matter whether it's rainy or not. Just go away and find a good movie.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.